Welcome. I'm Mike Flanagan, State Superintendent, and I'm happy to spend some time with you today on our May podcast. I thought I'd jump right into something today because of events that have kind of happened over the last month in this state that I think bring a lot of ideas together. You've heard me on a regular basis talk here about all kids can learn, but we need to get past the rhetoric. We need to really demonstrate that we mean that, and it needs to show up in results. And one of the results that I have to admit I'm just almost personally embarrassed by, and I wake up almost every day haunted by this a bit, and it's more this month because of the attention brought to it, and that's the dropout issue. You know, I don't like the rhetoric when people say dropout factories, and I don't like the fact that Detroit's been kind of singled out nationwide, because, by the way, I know their numbers aren't as bad as that report, and I respect the Superintendent Calloway so much for saying whatever these are, they're bad. These numbers are bad, and we need to improve them. So all that aside, it's just the idea that I'm trying to take personal responsibility, and I hope that I can encourage you to do the same. Because it's out of sight, out of mind, and I just keep coming back to the fact in many of the conversations we've had in these podcasts even, that if these kids were our kids, we'd be very concerned, to say the least. We'd probably be outraged. So I'm just hoping we can keep bringing this to a head, not get defensive about the numbers, acknowledge that this is a major, major problem and crisis in our country. There's a certain shame to it, I think, that we all need to share, not just educators, the whole community that contributes to this. So as I said, I'm concerned about this. Secretary Spellings was here last month at the Economic Club and asked me to join her. I thought she did a fair job in representing the crisis to the Economic Club, but also giving credit to what Detroit and some of the other districts in our state are doing to try to overcome this crisis. One of the things that we had to get straight just to get past this debate about numbers is a uniform graduation rate. And it seems like everyone's coalescing around the National Governors Association, which our Governor Granholm has supported, their way of measuring this. And it gives credit to kids, for instance, who've left one system but gone to a nearby system under schools of choice, which is fair. But I'd also ask us to just understand that's going to happen once and for all. And now let's get over the numbers game and just say this is a crisis of large proportion. I mean, we've talked about this before. You talk about it in your circles. And that is that this auto industry state is not going to exist anymore the way it has in the past, that every kid needs to be educated to a high level, that you can't get a job down the street here in Lansing at the Delta plant where they make the crossover vehicles if you don't have an education with math and science. You can't even get in, not to mention the higher order jobs. So, I mean, we know that, and this is really us thinking about the fact that one child would be too many. And especially, again, if it's yours. We have kids slipping through the cracks for years. I know we're so much better than we were in the, I think, 1959. The statistic is that the dropout rate was 50% in this country, and obviously we're better than that now. But you could make it in those days that way, and you can't slip through the cracks anymore. I was very appreciative of Skillman and 1D and Edsel Ford and others that pulled together. I think it was the United Way of Detroit, New Detroit, all worked together to bring a so-called dropout prevention conference together. And I was privileged to speak there this same month. It's all coming to a head. And this was a genuine attempt to say, we got to get our act together. I was particularly impressed with the kids who had been dropouts, who came back, who helped give us insights about what drove them out. And frankly, what drove them out was this third R that we know about and we still keep struggling with, which is the relationship piece. They didn't feel that they had the kind of people that cared about them in schools to help them succeed. And that's where the Small Schools Initiative, what the governor has promoted, which is the 21st Century Schools Fund, it's a key thing that I appreciate many of the cities right here in Lansing and Grand Rapids and Detroit have put together specific plans to try to have small high schools work we just know, everything being equal, a 4,000, 5,000 kid high school, you're not going to have the relationship issue attended to in any way. I was really kind of fortunate to be invited in the Detroit metro area to ABC, gave up an hour of their prime time to do a show on this and related issues with Bill Cosby and some other panel members. And it was a great way, I think, for a larger community, hundreds of thousands we hear watch that program, to understand, even if you don't have children in school, our own economic viability in the state is dependent on every child getting to a higher level of achievement. And so back to these smaller relationships, smaller schools that allow personal relationships, that's such a key in addition to rigor and addition to relevance, the things we've talked about in other podcasts. Bill Cosby, by the way, I just thought spoke authentically, and I think the interaction within the audience was such that people are starting to recognize this is a major challenge to us and can't be just kind of off in the left wing somewhere. By the way, I usually eat during these podcasts. This is Kathy Weller. I made a great, great crumb cake, so I'm going to take a bite. That was a mistake in a way, because even though it's delicious, it's crumbly. This also gives me a chance to make sure I'm staying on track here for some of the points I want to make. And I guess kind of bringing this to a close, a lot of this is about early intervention strategies. We know all the way from prenatal, all the way through particularly middle school, that we can identify kids that are heading right out the door as a dropout. And we need to have these intervention strategies identified and these kids worked with long before they're in high school. Middle colleges, I think, are a real-world example. We've talked about that in a previous podcast. These things are a way that kids get relevance and small relationships at the same time. Alternative ed, I do believe that the true alternative education academies that I've seen all over the state, career tech academies, are ways that kids are going to be able to stay in school and become successful and learn math in a relevant way, for example. We need more choices for our kids. They're all not going to fit into the cookie cutter box. We just can't give up on any student. It's kind of my obsession. And then in the department, we're just going to keep moving. I'm going to at least continue to speak about this and accept personal responsibility with all the rest of you, not just educators, everyone else who are citizens in this state. But we have our own initiatives. We have one where we used to call it the Model T reform, where we're now trying to reimagine what education can look like. We're involved in a very specific study and work group that's trying to say, what's the reform that's necessary? What should schools look like in this new era? And then what does it cost to finance those in that order? We're very much involved in the 32 teacher preparation institutions in this state, because what'll change everything overnight, I guess it's not fair to say overnight, but certainly what'll start to change everything is if the pipeline of teachers that are coming in from these 32 institutions have very different skills because of the different way that our children look now. Kindergarten kids are wired differently than most of us who are watching this program. And then high school kids are wired into technology, and they're not going to make it in a Ferris Bueller high school. They're not going to make it. So we've got to continue to challenge ourselves. Those are two big initiatives we're involved in here, is reimagining education and teacher preparation reform, and we're not going to give up. We can change this cycle. This is something that can be very different. I think it's a social justice issue and an economic development issue. And our kids deserve the best. Our communities deserve the best. And if we do this together, we're going to be very proud as we look at these numbers get so much better in the future and all of our kids reaching high levels of achievement. So thanks again for listening in, and see you next month.